Dominic, could you help us with this question from Andrea Lewis in Tasmania? She said that she knows the moon doesn't have an atmosphere and so the dust doesn't get blown about like it does here on Earth. But why doesn't the solar wind blow about dust on the moon?
The solar wind, of course, is generated in the upper layers of the sun's atmosphere, the corona, the part which is imaged by the SOHO spacecraft, in fact. And it consists of a stream of positively charged protons and negatively charged electrons, which are spewed out from the sun at a variable rate, but travelling at very high velocity and with a rate of on average, something like 2 million tonnes per second. Now, these are very harmful particles. They can break apart molecules and cause chemical reactions to occur. So, for example, in a spacecraft, they can change the characteristics of the semiconductors that make up the spacecraft's computer systems and potentially render those computers useless. And in animals, they can break apart proteins and damage genetic information and potentially eventually cause cancer. So on Earth, we're very lucky that we're protected by the magnetic field of the Earth. These particles don't get through to the surface of the Earth, and so life has been able to develop on the Earth. On the Moon, Andrea is completely right to worry about the solar wind. There is no magnetic field on the Moon, and the Moon also receives minimal protection from the Earth because it's very rarely within the Earth's magnetosphere. But these particles have such low masses that although they can collide with molecules and break them apart, they have minute masses compared to those of dust grains. And so if a dust grain is impacted, it might break apart the individual molecules that make up the rock, but it would not have enough momentum to actually move a dust grain. That contrasts with the Earth, where you have a much denser medium, you have a much denser gas, and the bombardment of many air molecules at any one time with a dust grain can produce a big enough force to actually pick up a dust grain. The solar wind, by comparison, is very tenuous. You have a very small number of particles per cubic metre, and that means that you will only ever have one solar wind particle interacting with any given dust grain at any one time.
So she's certainly right to think that the solar wind will interact with dust on the moon, but it's just that it won't interact in the same way that our conventional wind on Earth interacts with dust here.
It will have changed the chemistry of the compounds that you see on the surface. It won't have transported material.
Thank you, Dominic.